you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So praise the Lord. Another word for praise is Alleluia. Well, we started today singing Alleluia, moving around, offering God our praise. If you read in the Message, Eugene Peterson's ending of this text, he says, God's in charge always. God's in charge always in our lives, in the world. God is in charge. Praise the Lord. Another way to praise is about doxology. What is doxology? But it involves our whole lives, our whole selves, in a lifelong act of praise. So when we bring the offering forward, we sing the doxology, we praise God in God's wonderful being. The thing about praise is that it helps us. It allows us to be fully human for that moment. So when we praise God always, we can be fully human all the time. And the thing is, it puts those troubles that we all have, it puts those troubles aside. They still exist, but when we praise God with all that we are, that's the very definition of Sabbath in God. Praise God. God is in charge always. I know the world in which we live, there are so many things that cause us pain and grief. So, but what better way to help us to be fully human in that pain and that grief but to praise God? Even and probably especially when we don't feel like it. When the world is weighing down upon us, to remember that God is in charge always. That's so hard at times to remember. That's what Bible school is about. Coming and having a grand time praising God. Not just for the kids. It's for all of us to come and praise God and to remember that God is in charge always. This week, I saw Ron here. Ron was out pulling weeds, watering plants, making things look really nice. He was praising God, bringing a smile to his face and to mine, to God's as well. Praising God can take on all kinds of different ways. Singing, being silent, laughing, clapping, moving around, reading, opening ourselves up to God. Praise the Lord. God is in charge always. How about you? What can you think about that you praise God? What can you do today? Not just here in worship, but today outside in the world, how are you going to praise God? How are you going to change the world, to change those heaviness upon our hearts and upon our bodies by remembering that God is in charge always? And that we are praising God. Each one of those will be different. But the text tells us, praise God. Praise God. You can't do that by praise God. That just doesn't work. Praise God by who you are and what you do and the world in which we live. So as we gather for communion in just a minute, think about praising God. Not just calmly and quietly moving along, but praising God with our whole beings, with our whole selves, knowing that God is in charge always. Let's go living that. Let's go being that. Because grace happens all the time. God is in charge. What wonderful, great, good news that is. Thanks be to God in all we say and all we do. God's in charge always. Praise God. Amen.